Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 29th. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We're also convinced, ladies and gentlemen, the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. We have a lot to cover today. 2 hours of hard-hitting talk. As you know, we are on the radio 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. A quick recap of yesterday's show starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Chris Carlson, discussing all things liberty. And we really talked about money, money, money. We talked about the 5 reasons gold is an ideal medium of exchange. Doug Casey, internationalman.com, with that article. Half of all Americans are currently recipients of government money, folks. Beware of that. I mean, Mitt Romney said that. Many others have been saying that for quite some time. It's serious indeed. And the most important reason that gold and silver is the perfect medium of exchange or money is because of the God factor. God created constitutional currency, gold and silver. Man created fake money, paper dollars. Which do you want to trust, God or man, huh? Gold and silver has traditionally been the hedge against inflation, but now it's under continued and constant manipulation, which is driving more money into bubble stocks and cryptocurrencies, etc. Beware, my fellow Americans. Higher inflation's here and it won't be short-lived, says Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. Joe Biden is expected to propose a $6 trillion budget. You heard me, $6 trillion budget for 2022 that would break World War II debt records, according to the New York Times even. GOP senators are going right along. Yeah, they've got the bottom number on this thing. GOP senators are offering an almost $1 trillion infrastructure plan. Folks, we just cannot spend ourselves into oblivion like this and expect it to last forever. The chickens will come home to roost. It won't be a fun tale, I'll tell you that right now. That was hour one with Chris Carlson. Hour two, equally as good, with Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. We talked about the vaccine lies. They got caught in their vaccine lies. There's a guy by the name of J. Stephen Morrison. He's the director for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. They call it a Global Health Policy Center, okay? He now admitted openly that many scientists ignored and or rejected the COVID-19 lab leak view. Why? Due to their dislike or hatred of Donald Trump. Yeah, the U.S. government, believe it or not, now considers a lab leak one of the two likeliest scenarios for the emergence of COVID-19 from the Wuhan lab. Even CNN's reporting that reality check now. Well, I've been reporting this from the very start, that it's a very significant possibility. Not only that it got leaked from a lab, but it wasn't an accident, that it was intentional. We've been saying that for over a year. Well, they lied and blackballed us and manipulated us and told us we were peddlers of fake news and took us down from Twitter and everyone else over this. But now some journalists are finally blatantly admitting that they did not seriously cover the lab leak reality. Well, because most prominent supporters were Republicans led by the Donald. Members of the Follow the Science crowd are now blatantly being forced to admit that they chose not to cover, or in some cases, actively debunked. Yeah. Why? Because Donald Trump pushed it. It wasn't about the science, although they claimed it was. They got caught lying. Facebook, believe it or not, now will change. Facebook will lift its ban on those who claim COVID-19 was man-made or manufactured. Facebook, believe it or not, listen carefully to this, Facebook relied on an investigation into the pandemic's origins that was compromised by the Chinese Communist Party influence. Furthermore, fact checkers all over the country, such as PolitiFact and others, are now rejecting and retracting fact check studies that debunked the reality of a Wuhan lab leak. And now they're, struggling with their fact checks. That makes you wonder if it was all influenced by the Communist Party through Facebook and the fact checkers have to retract. How factual were their fact checkers? No doubt we need to fact check the fact checkers. We've done that all year long. And now the truth comes out. Joe Biden's lawless regime at the same time is labeling you a domestic terrorist, and they're teaming up with big tech to monitor what you say on social media, and then they're going to give you repercussions if you step out of line. Joe Biden's spy agencies are now partnering with big tech, ladies and gentlemen, to monitor everything you say and collect information on what patriots are saying to one another. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they can download LibertyRoundtable.com 2 hours a day, 6 days a week to know what I'm saying. Good luck with that, you perverted thugs. There you have it. We also have a poor girl. She's the valedictorian of a Michigan high school. Her name is Elizabeth Turner, and she talked about God and Jesus Christ, but she got her valedictorian speech censored by the principal for openly talking about her Christian faith. He shut her down. Was told it was not appropriate to discuss at the school. Hopefully she'll sue their socks off. A teacher at a Minneapolis government school was placed on leave, listen to this, after wearing a Donald Trump mask to school. The problem, it was on the anniversary of Mr. Floyd's death. All right, there you have that. That's the recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Bottom line, the truth is coming out, and the truth shall make you free. Facebook, who's been shutting everybody down, and Twitter, who's been shutting everybody down while they're in bed with the communists for their fact checkers. What's the accountability for that? Now that we told the truth, they told the lies, they're backed by Communist Party influence. Now it's all exposed. What about the damage done to my organization for being maligned and shut down and dishonestly abused for over a year? They said I was fake news. They said I was racist. They said I told lies. They said I had no credibility. They shut me down and said I'm not allowed to peddle fake news. Now Joe Biden looking at us as domestic terrorists. What about all that now, ladies and gentlemen? If they lied blatantly because they hated the Donald about the Wuhan virus, what else will they not lie about? What other lies have they been telling you over the last 25 years plus I've been in radio? By the way, it is the 25th year celebratory reality of Liberty Roundtable Live. What about those repercussions? Let's get on the good sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack, you're traveling everywhere. Thanks so much and welcome back.
Thanks, Sam. It's really great to be back with you. It's been a while.
What do you think of all that, though?
Of Twitter and Facebook lying and cohorting with the enemy?
Yeah, but not just Twitter and Facebook. All the news organizations, all the government, everybody, scientists, they all lied because they hated us. They hated Donald. They hate our narrative. They hate that we believe in Christ. It all comes down to God, family, and country, and they hate it, sir.
Sam, we said it on your show that they were doing that.
I know it. Now we've been vindicated.
Yeah, and we knew they were lying all along, but now the proof is in the pudding and they're being exposed. But I mean, they're still going to keep doing it. I mean, they're making a living off of it. They don't need the ratings because they're backed by billionaires, and they're just going to keep on keeping on with the brainwashing and the lies. We knew, in fact, we said on your show and a few other shows discussed this as well, that the hate and a little bit, well, maybe even quite a bit, Sean Hannity, that their hate for Donald Trump was such that they would break the law. They would support murder or even be a part of murder. And we know that has happened. And it's really frightening to look at the extent that the not just the left, but just national media together. I mean, not all of them are leftists. All of them are, some of them are just people trying to get a job, and they'll go along with it to keep their jobs, despite their political views. Their political views notwithstanding, it doesn't matter. They just want a job and a career. And so this culture among the media of such dishonesty and subterfuge is frightening, because they do have power, and they do have a lot of influence across the board. And I've seen students that are buying into this, and that's the place where I say it gets frightening, Sam. It just gets frightening, because it's controlling the belief system of the world, and it's the reason why about 60, maybe 65% of the people of this country believe they should just blindly go get a vaccination.
And that's where the criminal activity begins, when they tell these lies. There's two things I want to focus on. The mandating for vaccinations is the real core of this crisis. Not only do they lie intentionally, but when we come back, we'll talk about a point that Ron Paul makes in an email to me. This is serious. And now that we've exposed their lie on this, we got to push back a thousandfold to stop the next stage of what they've got planned in their tyrannical agenda. We'll talk about it with Sheriff Mack in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Rapid City, South Dakota. Gateway to the historic monument at Mount Rushmore. Blue skies, open country, a friendly and healthy population, and Red Pill Expo 2021, June 5th and 6th at the Monument Convention Center in Rapid City, South Dakota. Can't make it to Rapid City? Not a problem. The expo will be live streamed and archived should you miss any of it. Red Pill Expo is the major public event of Red Pill University. The mission of the expo and the university is to bring together world-class experts to set the record straight on fake narratives, fake history, and fake news. At each and every Red Pill Expo, truth seekers unite to get a better understanding of how the world really works, a world where collectivism reigns. It's time for individualism and an open mind. Mark your calendars and make your plans now to attend Red Pill Expo 2021. Get more details and register today at redpillexpo.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, the good sheriff, Richard Mack, CSPOA.org. Hang tight, we'll be catching up with what he's doing and what's going on. I'm telling you right now, we've never seen such real Americans standing for God, family, and country like we are now. We'll get into that later in the broadcast with the good sheriff, who can't be everywhere at the same time, no matter how much we wish he could. What Kurt Crosby would say is we need to clone the good sheriff. Amen to that reality check. But Richard Mack, founder and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, with us. We're live. We will be at Red Pill next week. Both of us, come see us, join us. We'd love to have you there. So Ron Paul emails me, Sheriff, and he says, "Dear Sam, one day," that's right, one day is all it took. That's how long it took for my predictions, says Ron Paul, to come true about the Biden administration reversing course on vaccine passports. They now admit they're working on a national version. How long will it be until Biden moves to create a vaccine passport as mandatory, ladies and gentlemen, just to go about your daily life and participate in society. That's why it's so critical that Congress acts immediately. Read my email below, then sign your petition, ladies and gentlemen, to ban vaccine passports at the federal level. Dear Sam, statism, this is an interesting statement that Rand Paul comes up with, and I love it. Statism is the acceptance of ideas so unpopular that they need to be mandatory in order to work. That's a really good, in my opinion, definition there. Statism is the acceptance of ideas so popular that they need to be mandatory in order to work. He says there's no better example of misguided status ideas than a vaccine passport scheme. It's such a bad policy that many in the federal government had denied wanting one in the first place. But it means big pharma, bigger sums of money, and they get their funding from big pharma. So therefore, the abuse begins. Instead, the statists are counting on the private sector led by private corporations to roll it out. But even that might not be enough. So we sent out a survey to see where everybody stood on vaccine passports, and they were soundly rejected. You agree with us at Campaign for Liberty that we need to be completely rejecting these forced vaccines or vaccine passports in a free society. Sam, now it's time for Congress to act with airlines, sports teams, and even the state of Oregon experimenting with a health certificate mandating vaccines. Folks, it won't be long till the federal government moves to create a federal version. They will create 50 sets of laws, creates too much confusion. That's why it's critical that you and I take action against this tyranny. Work on the petition, send it to everyone. How real is a vaccine passport, you might ask? Canadian officials have already announced that travelers coming into their country will have to use an electronic vaccine passport to prove vaccinated status. The state of Hawaii has already issued a mandated limiting of movement passport app called Hawaii Safe Travels to travel between islands. The European Union is rushing to implement vaccine passport in Americans for Americans to travel, and the U.S. is being closely included in that rollout so that laws between Europe and the U.S. will be similar enough. Even U.S.-based airlines are using a system called Verifly, which requires travelers to have documents to fly internationally. This is in place right this second. So the immediate question is, how long will it be before this requirement is in place to fly from COVID hotspots in America to other places in the world? Don't believe their denials. They're working on this feverishly at every level. President Biden and his administration have flip-flopped on the issue. Last said they won't mandate one, but now they're working towards it. Even Florida now is contemplating some things. The governor said no, but now they're saying legislatures are about to take on the governors and say yes. This is all coming to a head very quickly is the point. New York, one of the first states to push on a passport. The health bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci are quickly losing credibility. Amen to that reality check. But you need to sign the petition to demand that Congress ban federal vaccine passports immediately. Anyway, it goes on and on. But Sheriff, this is why I'm bringing this up, because it's gone global. The lies are global about this. And you know what? Now that we've exposed their lies on this, they shouldn't be able to follow up and mandate vaccines on their lies. That's where we need to draw the line, sir.
Yeah, we should have been drawing these lines way before now. But no one would listen. And this is worldwide acceptance of socialism and communism. It is a complete worldwide takeover, as you alluded to. And I don't see it stopping. You know, I hate to sound negative on that, but I don't see it stopping. It's gone too far. It's really accepted by far too many people that this will save us. This will save our lives. And people are scared. People have been so fear-mongered and dumbed down and belittled even. If you talk anything about the truth, you are immediately ostracized, bullied, attacked, and it's very orchestrated. It's very well planned, and you pretty much stand back, Sam, and go biblical on this and simply state, an enemy hath done this. And there's just no question about that. And I still believe, even on this passport thing, that the sheriffs can stop it. How would a sheriff stop the federal government from doing that? You simply get the sheriffs to unite, and you let the sheriffs let Congress and the federal government know the people of our counties will not be subject to your passport mandates that require anything to do with personal health issues. And the sheriffs could fight that. Could they stop the passport from having that specifically put in there? Maybe. Yes. And I'm going to say yes, they can. But their voice is going to have to be united. Thousands of sheriffs are going to have to do that. And so... And not just the sheriffs. I'm not putting everything on the sheriffs. The governors and the states must do likewise. City councils and mayors need to join with this voice. But the states need to reject this, and they can. And the sheriffs need to just really come out united on this. And I just don't know if there's too much that has been piled on the sheriffs that they're going to really be able to focus on this. Because look at all the crime that the sheriffs are having to fight because of the borders being open, and another lie from the Biden administration that the border is closed. That what a joke. And but they don't mind the lies or the propaganda or the brainwashing schemes. That's what politics has been devolved to. And it's really, Sam, propaganda schemes have always worked. You can ask Hitler. Hitler rose to power because of it. And yeah, look, the sheriffs, just like Sheriff Tom Hodgson said, that you know very well, in from Massachusetts, the sheriffs can stop all of this. But the thing of it is, how much more are we going to put on the plates of the sheriffs to save our country? And so, yes, we the people are going to have to rise up in righteous indignation. The sheriffs are going to have to do it. The states are going to have to do it. And this is really a lot of work for the states to do and the sheriffs, but it can be done.
Well, and what they're doing is they're tying it eventually to federal dollars at the state level.
Well, of course.
And with this all happening, the question is, how real are vaccine passports? Understand, the linchpin in this global scheme is the vaccine passport. Why? Because it ties your medical data to everything you buy, everywhere you go, and yes, everyone you spend time with. When we get back, let's talk about this a little bit more. We got a lot of other topics to move to as well. So it's a packed broadcast with a good sheriff. Become a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, a lifetime member at cspoa.org today. Liberty Roundtable in seconds with a good sheriff.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The Republican co-chair of the 9/11 Commission criticizing Republicans who oppose a similar commission for the January riot at the Capitol. Former New Jersey Senator Thomas Kane telling The Guardian the failure to establish the commission is democracy's loss, and some Republicans are afraid of what they'd find out. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer seems to agree.
But out of fear or fealty to Donald Trump, the Republican minority just prevented the American people from getting the full truth about January 6th. The Republican minority just prevented the Senate from even debating the bill.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission would not have uncovered crucial new facts or promoted healing. A tense weekend expected in Oklahoma. Several events planned around Tulsa to mark 100 years since a deadly race massacre. Homeland Security warning white supremacist groups may target the events. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A new COVID variant found in Asia. Vietnam's health minister announcing Saturday it has found a variant that's a hybrid of the UK and Indian variants. This variant said to be much more transmissible, especially in the air, and it replicates itself very quickly. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Biden saying yesterday we're getting closer to his vaccine goal.
I set an ambitious goal of getting 70% of adult Americans at least one shot by July the 4th. Today, just over a month to go, we're at 62%. 10 states have already reached the 70% milestone.
Biden adds, we're not just saving lives, but getting our lives back as America rebounds from the depths of the pandemic. President Biden's $6 trillion budget proposal released Friday. It prioritizes infrastructure, education, research, public health, paid family leave, and child care. But it does not include a national minimum wage of $15 an hour or a ban on using federal funds for most abortions, a ban in effect since 1976 and known as the Hyde Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, the good sheriff, Richard Mack, CSPOA.org, and yours truly, breaking it down just for you. Vaccine passports are being pushed big time globally, and it's all based on this lie that, you know what, we don't know the origin of the coronavirus, and it's going to kill everybody. And on that fear, they're peddling their porn of tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. It has got to stop. How real is a vaccine passport, you may ask? Understand the linchpin in this global scheme is the vaccine passport. Why? Because it'll tie your medical data to everything you buy, everywhere you go, and everyone you spend time with. The health bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci are losing credibility quickly. So there's a very short window of time that they have to push this dishonest agenda before we expose it. The problem is that Americans aren't getting the news about the lies fast enough. Americans, even though we're learning the truth, have been lied to and manipulated based on, quote, science for literally over a year. The 2 week we got to stop the spread turned into over a year, and they're still peddling the lies. Ladies and gentlemen, credibility crisis for bureaucrats, but only if they can get the news, Sheriff.
Well, that's true, Sam, and that's why the news has been so manipulated, controlled, and focused on securing the support of the masses through this fear-mongering. And it's worked. There's no question. It has worked. And that's why it's vital that your news agency get funded and go much more viral. And that all the alternatives, and that the people get involved in this process. And well, I came outside to kind of enjoy the beautiful morning, but the dogs are kind of being too noisy, so I'll get away from that. I don't have dogs, but the neighbors do. Anyway, yeah, Sam, it's really amazing how effective this has been, and that's what scares me. I'll admit it. I'm scared of this, but that also motivates me to stop it, to counter it, to fight it, and just like you said, that petition drive to get Congress. You know, another petition to Congress. You know, it just makes me wonder. what they're up to, you know, because they're so busy fighting between the Democrats and Republicans about filibuster and about January 6th commission, you know, and comparing that to a 9/11 attack, you know, oh my gosh. There's so much, and the piling on of this is just kind of astonishing. Well, it's not kind of, it's absolutely astonishing. And look at all of the that happened to this and to our country and to the world just in the last, we could just say a year, but definitely the last 16 months. It's astonishing what's gone on and how fast the agenda of the Marxists in the world is being so successful. Even though Marxism and communism have nothing but failures behind them, they still know how to put out the propaganda to counter any of that. We're here to help you. We're here to save you. We're here to protect you and your family. Oh, and we're going to protect your children. And boy, Sam, you tell the truth about any of that, and you're going to get blasted. And you and I have been blasted. And if you don't go along, Sam, you're a domestic terrorist. There you go. And you're also.
But I'll tell you the good news. You're a racist, absolutely. Darn right, yeah, you're a racist. Yeah. That, see, those are the only ways that they can marginalize. And create these, in my opinion, scare words that literally deflect the discussion so badly that Americans have not been able to get on track for over a decade of this abuse. But they've overreached now. They're calling everybody a racist. They're calling blind people racist, like myself, who don't even know what color you are and don't care. Okay, they're just lying to the point where it becomes so painfully obvious that it's. I don't want to say it's comical because race is always serious, right? But it's comical in that they're just nuts on parade. I'll give you an example. The Daily Caller Foundation and Judicial Watch just filed a lawsuit against Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Why? Because the mayor refused to accept an interview from a Daily Caller white reporter. I guess the guy's name is... Thomas Catanacci, I think is how you say his name. But he's white, and so she said, I won't even interview with white people anymore. And then they're calling us racist, Sheriff. Right, by the way, right, I'll interview anybody white or black or Asian or any rainbow. I don't care any ethnicity. If they're kind and appropriate, whether we agree or disagree, we'll have a great interview, we'll be civil, and we'll do it in the traditions of our founders. What do you say to that?
You're a racist. Yeah,
I guess I am. Yeah, darn right.
You're not siding with a racist black person, so you're a racist.
Oh, yeah. I just say we're all God's children. Let's be kind to each other and stand shoulder to shoulder for the things that matter the most. Try the principles of liberty for starters.
You just don't have the agenda down right, do you?
I don't.
You know, and Sam, that's the remarkable thing here is that you and I have always felt that way, that we really, you and I, and a lot of people that you and I know, that we deal with every day in the CSPOA and in everything that you and I do, we deal a lot with the people like Michael Peruca and Brad Rogers. And you know, we could add a bunch of names to that, Kurt and so many others, even people like the Bundys and Ken Cromar, and who really believe in the notion that all of us were created equal and that we really sit down at the table as equals to discuss how we can make America better.
Now, let's explain this equality discussion, because some people are confused. You know, we're not all equal, ladies and gentlemen, in the sense that I'm blind and you have sight, so that's not equal. We're not equal in the fact that Richard Mack's taller than I am and can score baskets easier than I can. Or that, okay, what we're talking about when we say equal, we mean equal before God to receive his love and enjoy the principles of liberty if we keep his commandments. But we're equal before government in terms of our rights. So it's an equality over rights discussions, not the fact that somebody has blue eyes and somebody has brown eyes. Or that, okay, understand the equality discussion. Men and women are not equal. In a factual sense, women are a lot prettier than men, in my personal view, right? Okay, but yes. What we're saying is we're talking about rights and equality before God and government, and we should treat each other as equals. In other words, not one individual above another for any man-made construct is the point. And we need to really understand what equality here means, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good description. I would also add to it that when we're born, we still are born in the eyes of God equal, even though there's a lot of differences between us. I mean, there's a lot of differences, but most of those are physical and have nothing to do with the opportunity that, one, we are born with, and that is the role of government is to make sure that the playing field is equal. And you're right. It's going to be that we all have differences. And like they say in France, vive la différence. And I totally agree with that. You know, variety is the spice of life. And I always wonder when I'm teaching school, you know, why is this kid so making school so difficult for himself? And these other kids over here really apply themselves and really don't make school a problem. But it happens in every class, and there's always somebody who wants to make school difficult. Their behavior, they want to make it to where they're singled out, and it happens. And so that way, there's always going to be problems and differences. But we all have equality under God's eye, and we all have equal opportunity. And some say, well, what about poor people? You know what? I will say that the biggest problem with opportunity in this country is poverty. It's not race, it's poverty.
Yeah, and you want to know how to solve that?
Sure.
Lower taxes, have the government get the heck out of the way so that Americans, yes, who are some of the most generous, charitable people on the planet, can love and serve and work together and solve problem in the private sector. The free market.
I have something to tell you about when we come back, about my wife and what she and my daughter did.
All right, we'll do that in seconds. The free market, ladies and gentlemen, is the key to that exercise. I'm telling you right now, we're going to talk about Richard Mack and his wife and daughter. We're going to also talk about Greg Abbott coming up on Liberty Roundtable Live.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
Live and on your radio, the good sheriff with me, CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. By the way, have you been red-pilled yet? Have you taken the red pill? Have you been awake to the realities of the tyranny they're trying to foist on the rest of us? I'm telling you, redpillexpo.com is the website. Check it out. We'll see you in South Dakota next week, live. We will be broadcasting live from that event, I might clarify and make sure you're aware of. It's next weekend, folks, the 5th and the 6th of June, and we will be there. Sheriff Mack and I will both be there live, and would love to see you. If you can't make it in person, though, we get it, but there's a streaming option you can purchase as well, inexpensive. You can watch the proceedings from your own home. You can listen to your radio and keep up with what's going on and a whole lot more. RedPillExpo.org for that. Sheriff, your wife and daughter are working on a project, huh?
I got to tell you my line, though, Sam, before that,
yes,
at the Red Pill Expo. Remember,
yes,
what we're offering is the truth.
Heard yeah, that. And the
right
proof is
here.
In the pudding
Don's
over the last
right.
year. They lied. We told the truth, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Dawn's right here. Do you want her to tell you what she did with all my food storage?
I'm scared, but sure. Hi, Dawn.
Okay, here she is.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, the sheriff's better half on your radio. This is a rare treat. Welcome.
Thanks. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic.
Good, good. Yeah, we had a lot of food storage. My girl said, I've never seen so many cans of beans and so many cans of corn. And what was Dad thinking? anyway, we decided to take some of it to a food bank here close to us. I think it was St. Luke's of the Mountain. And when we got there, the shelves were literally empty with just a few cans. And they were just about in tears because they didn't know what they were going to do. And they were actually the third food bank that we had called. The first one didn't answer. The second one said that they couldn't take anything after a certain time. And so we called the third one, and they said, yes, yes, please. So anyway, they were pretty excited and said that they had been praying that something would happen, and then here we came with like a few dollies of food. So it was.
And Don, this just goes to show two things. One, what the good sheriff and others do behind the scenes that you may not hear about. Most of the time, these things go unspoken and unmentioned. We're not really looking for credit. The reason we're telling you this right now on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Richard wants to let you know what his wife's spending her time on, number one. But number two, and more importantly, really, the need is so great, Don.
It is. It is. Well, thanks so much here, Sheriff. Good
you
to
betcha.
Talk to
thank you.
You.
There she go, the better half on the radio. You got,
well,
what
Sam,
have you been married? How many years?
On the 20th of May, it was 46 years for us.
Well, congratulations to both of you. And again, I know you don't really like to highlight the good that you do behind the scenes, but I really think this is important because of COVID, because of all kinds of reasons, economic turmoil and everything else, the need, I don't know that it's ever been greater, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's true. And Sam, the thing of it is, I didn't want them to do it. They did it while I was on tour, and they took hundreds of cans of corn and beans and gave it to the poor. And so I had a hard time not liking that part. So, but yeah, it's a Catholic church, Sam. I'm not even Catholic. Come on.
But you know what, though? The Lord works in mysterious ways, my friend. Sometimes the women have a greater understanding of the needs than we do. And our job is to protect beans and stuff like that. Their job, though, is to share and love and spread kindness and service and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes we just need to acquiesce and say, I get it.
Well, Rick Dalton was over here getting some supplies because he's actually going to substitute for me on tour while I'm here with Jaden getting baptized today, and then next week, of course, I'm going to be at the Red Pill Expo, and so I'm going to be off tour for 10 days, and Rick is going to take my place. He's literally going to be on the bus. Tanya's picking him up today at the airport in San Antonio, and then after they have their rally in Fredericksburg, he's going to join the tour. Something
that's
you
the Arise USA
like
bus. If you don't know what that is, ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about Arise USA. It's a resurrection tour. It's the tour of the century, riding for faith, family, and freedom. And it's going to be what, in Texas today?
Yeah. They're just going into Texas. I think they were there last night. Got in Texas last night on the east side, and now they're kind of moving west. Where Fredericksburg is, where Don and I used to live, where the CSPOA was founded, Fredericksburg, Texas, Gillespie County. And so, that's it. And so just to finish with the corn and the beans, we're moving back to Gilbert, about 45 minutes away from where we live here. And we've liked it over here, but Gilbert is better, and Gilbert is a much more peaceful area. And we moved over here to be close to the school where I was teaching. Well, I'm not teaching there anymore. So it's taken us a while, so about 5-6 months to get this move done. But they saw all this food storage, and they just said, our new home isn't going to have enough room for all of this. And Mandy's taken some of our food storage. Lucy's taken some of our food storage back to Utah. And with them on their way back.
You want to know what else they said,
trailer.
Sheriff?
What?
They said that this stuff's supposed to be purchased and rotated, and they're just involved in the
they're rotating.
What's the word for it? They're speeding up the rotation. I don't know what word there's a word I'm looking for. But anyway, they're trying to speed up the rotation is all they're doing, sir.
Right. Yes, they are. And Rick said the same thing I did. That's the point I was trying to make. You can't have too much corn or beans. That's what I've always said. I kept telling
right.
You can't have too many cans of beans.
You can't have too many cans, but what you got to do, though, is rotate them so they're at least, their longevity is good. They don't do any good if they get into 40 years or something like that or whatever, and nobody can eat them or use them.
Canned goods you do have to do that with. Of course, we have the freeze-dried foods that'll last 30 years that we got from Freeze Dry Guy.
The others are like, 5 years pretty much?
But a canned good is probably 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
Maybe just
so
three.
You got to rotate that stuff. And so they're doing you right. All you got to do is just keep investing in it slowly but surely.
Yep.
And just know the Lord's going to bless you when you share with others in need. And it's all going to work
out,
man.
I'm trusting you here. Do not tell Dawn or Lucy, because after we get to that new home, I'm going to find a place to go buy a $500 more canned goods. I'm going to do it.
There you go.
They told me I'm grounded from buying any more canned goods. Well, I'm going to do it anyway.
You're just going to
But seriously, the food that they took over there was nearly $1,000 worth of food.
You know what? Americans across the country, follow the example of the good sheriff's wife.
Yeah.
Don't listen to the sheriff on this one. Listen to his wife, okay?
Right. You know, Sam, I really was touched when they told me what happened, that these people were so grateful. and so touched by Lucy and Don's generosity that I was really glad they did it. And it really made me feel good that it went to such a great cause. And the people that need that food, God bless them. And I'm glad that we were able to help.
Yeah, and it really just goes to show, too, that needs are relative, right? I mean, in other words, we would say we need it, and we do, especially if there's a food crisis, we'll need it. At the same time, needs are relative a little bit. I mean, sometimes I think our life is so blessed, it's hard for us to really realize what do we really need kind of a thing. And this puts it in perspective as well.
Yeah, I think it does. And you know, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been preaching over 100 years that we should all have food storage. And that there will be a time when the only food that we're able to access is within our own homes and our own gardens. And so I think we need to make that plain to the people on your show that everybody should be looking at food storage and be very serious about it. And for you and your family, you should start making preparations now while you still can. And a little over a year ago now, there was food shortages. There's still food shortages now. They're not as prevalent as they were when this pandemic thing, this pandemic fear mongering started. And, you know, we have lots of paper goods. That's another thing that I bought a lot of. And I just did it. I kept doing it. And I was ahead of it before the shortage started. I was buying paper goods like crazy, and still did so afterwards. But we have a year supply of toilet paper and paper towels and Kleenex, and it's there. So we have napkins and Kleenex, and yeah, you name it, we got the paper goods. And so, you know, just a little shout out to
everybody. Well, too bad you didn't get enough of the government printed paper goods called money. You need more of that, sir.
Yeah, and the word is don't have your money in a bank and don't have cash, you know. So
there you go.
You know, I still think that you need a supply of cash on hand.
Of course you do. I'm just kidding. We need more of it. That's for sure. It grows on trees. Don't worry about it. That used to be a joke when I was a kid, but it is real. It does grow on trees for fake money. That's for sure. And I will say this though, there is a supply chain challenge. Partly due to the COVID. And I learned something about the COVID that you really should know. You know, businesses say the darndest things when it comes to COVID. When they say something, and then you say why, and they go, well, it's because of the COVID. Things just don't make sense. So we've only got two cash registers open out of 20 because of the COVID. And I said, well, if you put everybody through two cash registers, you're increasing the likelihood that I get COVID. If you have 20 and we all spread out, what about social distancing cash registers? And I really learned something because I pushed hard and talked to a manager one time because I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. This is crazy. Get me your manager. And the manager explained, he said, there's two sides to COVID. Listen, one side of it is we want to social distance and all that kind of stuff. That's the normal side to not spread the cocoa. That's the side you're looking at, Sam. But here's the other side from a business point of view. Anything we can do to save money and blame on the COVID is a good thing. So this is about saving money for us and keeping us alive in the pandemic scenario, not about keeping you safe, but more about us saving money and being able to survive these difficult times we're going through. And it really kind of opened my eyes to when they blame things on the COVID, understand most of the time they're really just trying to take advantage of it and save money. That's why the shorter hours. That's why the less lines. That's why the less products in the store. You don't have to inventory as many products. That's why, and it goes on and on and on. Interesting tidbit I learned, Sheriff.
Yep, we've got lots to do, Sam. Get your food storage.
All right, and next hour we're going to talk a lot more about what the good sheriff is already doing. He's traveling like never before. I want to talk more about the bus tour. I want to talk about Freedom Fest coming up as well. Red Pill coming up. The sheriff is traveling everywhere. I mean, it's just tremendous times for liberty as more and more Americans wake up. Get your food storage today. If you have a lot of food storage, share with the needy too, please. The better half of the good sheriff leading the charge on that one. What do you call that? The kitchen militia taking action, baby? You got to love it. All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com, CSPOA.org, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Get involved. You can make a difference. God save the Republic.